listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you two verses from Psalm 13 and talk to you about the theme of where the psalmist asked the Lord to enlighten his eyes. Let's take a look at these two verses from Psalm 13. First, I'm going to read to you verse 1 and then verse 6. Here we go. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? Now, verse 6. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. That's the first verse and the last verse of Psalm 13. Now, almost every follower of God has felt neglected or that they've waited a long time for God to answer some prayer. David knew this feeling well. He repeated the question, how long, 4 times in a short psalm, Psalm 13. David was a man after God's own heart, yet he asked this question again and again. The good news is that God will never forget us. When Israel thought that God forgot them, the Lord assured them that he would never forget, and he promised, "See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands." That's in Isaiah chapter 49. Now, of course, God did not forget David. God didn't hide his face from David. But David felt like it. When we have such strong feelings, those feelings can create their own reality. David felt that God had forgotten him and was hiding from him. So in a sense, it was true for David. But it was true according to his feelings, not according to fact. Some people ignore feelings, and they think that feelings should have nothing to do with our relationship with God. This is out of balance because God gave us feelings as an expression of his image in us. We can feel anger or love or sorrow and many other feelings because God in some way feels the same things. Now, other people live ruled by their feelings. They believe whatever reality their feelings present to them. And the problem with this is that our feelings are affected by our fallenness. So we can't just trust our feelings. It was all right for David to feel the feelings he describes in Psalm 13, and it was especially good for him to take those feelings to God in prayer. But he should never accept the genuineness of feelings as representing true reality. Psalm 13:6 shows David singing praises. In other words, by the end of the psalm, he's worshiping God. How did he go from despair and arrive at singing praises? I think the key is found in Psalm 13, verse 3, when David prayed this prayer, "Enlighten my eyes." You see, David had the wisdom to know that though he had powerful feelings, he didn't actually see reality clearly. He cried out to God, "Enlighten my eyes." No matter what problem we are in, we should cry out with all of our heart unto the Lord, "Lord, enlighten my eyes." Therefore, at the end of the psalm, David declared, "He has dealt bountifully with me." David had good reason to rejoice and sing because God was good to him. Every person on this earth has reason to rejoice because in some way, God has been good to us all. Before God can enlighten our eyes, we must agree that we don't see everything clearly. Our feelings do not give us full and accurate information. If we cry out to the Lord, he will enlighten our eyes and bring us from a place of despair to a place of trust, joy, confidence, and praise. God loves us too much to leave us drowning in feelings of despair without throwing us a lifeline to give us some rescue. This is what God brings to us, Will you take hold of it today?
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.